In this world we live in, there's runners and there's fighters. All your fists is all fighter, and I know one when I see one.
All right, how about it? Hey, thanks for checking out the podcast again. It's Scotty. I really appreciate the four-step program, all kinds of different topics. Now, a lot of times I find things online and I might tweet about it, and then I get messages from people that ask if I want to know more about it, and that's exactly what happened in this case. So I found this article about an app that automatically will basically sue robocallers for you and can get you about like $3,000 back if it goes through. And I was like, oh, I kind of like that. Let's see what it's all about. It's called Do Not Pay, and everyone gets those calls. And you're like, oh, you make me buy something. I thought I was on the do not call list. I don't know. You're not going to dispute. There's a lot of money laying out there. And apparently in the government, there's a lot of rules and a lot of laws that we don't know about. But what this app basically does, it's like an automatic lawyer for you. It'll generate all of these disputes and send it to who it needs to be sent to. And it looks like it's coming from you and automatically get you the money back if it's approved. And so I even tweeted that. I was like, I don't know. I'm a little weary of this. I like talking to a lawyer, right? I'm just going to put all my personal information in this app. I don't know a lot about. It's probably not going to happen, right? And the CEO hit me up on Twitter and was like, hey, I'd like to explain more about it if it feels like something you're uncomfortable with. And I was like, well, yeah, let's do that. Let's talk about it. It's called Do Not Pay. But this is Josh Browder. He's the CEO of Do Not Pay. Here we go.
Hello.
Hi, how are you, man?
I'm really good, thank you. How did you hear about Do Not Pay?
Oh, the internet is a powerful thing, Joshua. It's crazy. I just saw an article that was, floating around Twitter, I believe it was. And the headline was really interesting. It simply said, new service lets you instantly sue robocalls for $3,000. And I think it's really interesting because you see that. And I was like, oh, I could use an extra $1,000 and I get robocalls. Why not? So let's look at what this is. So I'm glad that you messaged me because I really want to know more about this. Because I think when you see things like that, you kind of go, okay, I don't really understand it. Sounds a little suspect. So I think to have more information about it, especially people that might see that, it could benefit them, but they're still a little like, I don't know if I want to give my information to something I don't understand. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So I'd love to give you a full briefing on how it works.
Yeah. Where are you? Are you in London right now?
No, I'm in San Francisco.
Oh, you're in San Francisco. Okay. Is that where you're, are you from London?
I'm from there originally. I moved here 5 years ago.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah, I'd love to find out more about it. So essentially what it says is that you're the Robin Hood of the internet, basically with Do Not Pay, and it's a robo-lawyer. Is that right?
That's right. The idea is that people are being ripped off by these corporations and governments on a daily basis, and technology can fight back for them. It started 4 years ago helping people get out of their parking tickets and has since been expanded to help over 100 different areas of things, and the latest being getting you cash compensation for these robocalls.
Interesting. So what made you start this? Were you getting a lot of parking tickets, or did you just see that as a need?
Oh, yeah. I was a terrible driver. I got about 30 parking tickets so far.
Oh, my God. Is it because of the different rules from overseas to America, or is it just you as a driver, personally?
I think both. And I also think that obviously I'm not a good driver, but I think governments issue parking tickets to make money primarily.
Sure.
And to punish people maybe secondarily. So I think that it's almost like a hidden tax. They're not getting enough money elsewhere, so they have to create all these fees to make the money back.
Yeah, well, I'm in Chicago right now, and that is something that I think everybody in Chicago would probably agree with you. They've probably gotten some ticket at some point that's going, this isn't even my car. I don't even know how you're charging me this. So you're right on that. So you found it. So you found a way for it to fight back with the parking tickets. But it does some other services too. And before we get into like how it does that stuff, what are some other things that it could fight for you as a quote-unquote robo-lawyer?
So it does things like bank fee disputes. So $20 billion a year of overdraft fees are given to Americans every year.
Mm-hmm.
And this is just money being sucked out of their account. So it fights those for you. Retail disputes, if you buy something, it doesn't work. Landlord disputes, like not getting your security deposit back. 30% of Americans don't get their security deposit back when they leave their apartment. So all these consumer rights issues where it's so expensive to hire a lawyer, but it's still very important.
Yeah, that's so interesting. So talk to me about the robo-lawyer thing, because it does sound like when you talk to someone person to person, right, and you can explain to them, you feel a certain vote of confidence with a lawyer just because you have this like connection with them. So I can see people being a little weary of just putting their information in something and say, hey, go fight for me. So can we explain exactly how it works?
Yeah, so it actually talks to you like a real person would, like how you were describing, and it will ask you in plain English, what was wrong with your parking ticket? And then it can say whatever you want to the robot lawyer, and on the back end, it will match you to a legal defense. It then takes down the details of the case, for example, where you got the parking ticket or why the signs were hard to read, and then it uses all of that to automatically generate a legal document, which will then send to the government for you to get you out.
Interesting. So is it a form of AI, or is it more of just recording your information to send to a human?
No, it's fully automated. So we have hundreds of thousands of people using this, and we're a small team of five engineers. So that's how we scale this.
Gotcha. So it doesn't send that voice recording or whatever when you talk to it, doesn't send it to a person. It's just it is able to understand what you're looking for and generate the right documents for you.
Yeah, it talks to you over text.
That's crazy.
So you're not speaking to it. Yeah.
So it's kind of like, is it kind of like those anytime you call it like a customer service, that kind of same idea?
That's right.
Okay.
It's very simple. Some of these laws are so hard to understand. It's like from the 1800s. It doesn't use any jargon. It just asks you in plain English what's going on.
You're on this list of, like, let's say you're on the do not call list. That was a big popular thing a few years ago. Now it's probably ignored by a lot of people. What happens? It sends...
So firstly, it'll automatically register you for the do not call list. But then after that, when a robocaller calls you, it will first find out who these people are. Oftentimes they're spoofing their number or lying on the phone about who they actually are. So what it will do is, through the app, it gives you a virtual credit card issued under Do Not Pay's name. And when they try and sell you something, you can say, sure, just take this card down. And when they try and run the card through the payment network, it gets all of their details. It then uses all of those details to generate a lawsuit. And the first step in that is sending them a demand letter automatically. And then the final step is giving you all the small claims court filing forms and actually filing them for you to get up to $3,000 per call.
Interesting. So you entertain their sales pitch and then give them the do not pay credit card. And so with them not knowing that you're giving them a credit card that's getting their information, they're like, oh, great, I got this sale from this robocall. But really what you're doing is the exact opposite, reporting themselves, basically.
Yeah, the only barrier to more people doing this is finding out who these robocallers are, and this credit card trick is really good at doing that.
That's really, and so that's the robocalls. Well, so I've had a lot of parking tickets, and I'm going to circle back to the parking ticket thing. And how do you do? Are you able to just submit your parking tickets, or how does the parking ticket thing work?
So the app actually asks you to take a picture of the front and the back of the ticket, and it tries to read the ticket as much as possible to save you time. And what it doesn't read, it then asks you questions, and it tries to match you to a legal defense. So the most popular legal defense in Chicago and other big cities is signage. So, for example, you have two signs, they say opposite things, a sign is covered by trees, there are no signs at all. Anything to do with that will get the ticket thrown out. Another thing is, like, if they make a mistake on the ticket, like they say your car is blue when it's actually green, you can't trust anything they say. So those sorts of things get the ticket thrown out. And there are actually 12 of these defenses that you can use and the app will use to generate the document and then submit it to the Chicago parking authorities.
That's wild. Have you had any pushback or any other pushback as far as devaluing the actual legitimacy of the app?
There are like 5% of lawyers, the ones you see on billboards, that don't like the app because they say, the software can never perform our job. But they're the most exploitative of the bunch. And I would say 95% of lawyers are doing important work, maybe like human rights work or something.
Right.
And the American Bar Association just endorsed Do Not Pay
I was just going to ask about that, because as a lawyer, you got to pass the bar. Now, did you work with lawyers or professionals, obviously, to do this stuff? Do you have a law background, or did you have to kind of explore those realms of it?
So I'm just an engineer who stumbled on this idea by accident, but now we have lawyers helping us, and we actually have a law firm invested in our company that gives us legal advice.
It's pretty fantastic. I mean, it is where the world is. You could do everything else from your hand. Why not, you know, get some of your money back too? Especially because most people, the general public, are just, unfortunately, and just circumstantially ignorant to the idea that they're getting ripped off in all these different ways, and people capitalize on that. So for you to have something in their hand that can fix that, I think, like, you're serving is what you're doing, really. Has there been any negative, any lawsuits that have been against you guys that have, like, sent, you know, you guys have maybe ended up suing somebody and they countersued because of whatever reason?
No, so the company has never been sued, and the reason is we try and keep our names off all of the documents. When a company gets a request from you for your fees back, we don't think it's appropriate to have do not pay, because then they'll just throw it out. And we take it even a step further. Every letter that do not pay generates is actually different. So we randomize the letters, so the people that are sent these letters don't even know it's coming from us.
Gotcha.
No, so we've never been sued.
Is that for your own protection, or just because, why wouldn't you want them to know it's coming from you? It could, even as a consumer, that might go, oh, well, why are they trying to remove themselves from this process?
So this idea seems obvious. We have Airbnb, we have Uber, why isn't there the app that fights for your rights? And this idea has been tried before. There's a company called Fixed, which helps people with parking tickets back in the day, that failed.
Mm-hmm.
And the government just started rejecting any claim that said Fixed on it. So we're trying to learn the lessons of people in the past. And if you use Do Not Pay, you just seem like a lawyer yourself, or someone who's very knowledgeable about the law, rather than this company that is generating the documents for you.
Gotcha. That's okay. That makes a lot of sense in why you'd remove yourself. I think that's good for clarification, so people aren't misconstrued and not going, oh, well, if you don't want to be associated with this, why should I? But really, it's to legitimize their claim even more. That's smart. It's almost like more of a peace of mind. And that relief of not going, hey, I don't even know how to fight this, and I can't afford a lawyer, but I'm sick of getting taken advantage of.
That's exactly right, yeah.
That's awesome. All right, well, perfect. So, I'm going to be seeing what kind of bank fees I've been getting charged here through your app, and hopefully it works out. Maybe I'll get some money back.
Thank you so much, and let me know if you have any questions over email.
I will. Thank you so much, Josh. Thank you so much for listening. Feel free to share the podcast with your friends, and let's be friends on social media @ScottyK on air across all social medias.